what it takes to break into the tech industry. We're talking to a mom and a professional Scrum Master, and we discuss the importance of opening up opportunities to moms and women of color. Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily 10-minute podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Momstown 365 is brought to you by the Momstown Podcast Network and sponsored today by PodcastWeekend.com. Coming up in today's episode, why moms and women of color are in need of help, especially during difficult economic times.
The importance of reskilling and upskilling.
And what it takes to successfully transition to the tech industry.
Joining us today is Chandra Sanders. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to have you join us. So will you give us a little bit of background on who is Chandra Sanders and tell us a little bit about what you're working on these days?
Sure. Again, my name is Chandra Sanders. I am currently the program director for RISE at momproject.org. However, I am a former high school Spanish teacher who made a successful transition from the classroom to becoming a senior tech consultant for multiple Fortune 100 tech companies. So I'm committed to helping moms and helping other women of color do the same thing.
And that is to transition into the tech industry?
Transition into tech, you know, open economic opportunities, and just really have that balance of work life and being able to take care of your family and not really being stressed out while doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Seriously. So give me...
Yeah, I'm a mom of three, so, you know, I'm able to do it, and so other moms can do it too.
So how do you find the women? Or they find you?
Both, honestly. I'm working at the Mom Project now, and the Mom Project has a massive reach. So they have tons of followers, tons of moms, tons of companies who they are partnering with on a daily basis. So, honestly, we've just been doing social campaigns, and the moms have come to us because they're ready for a change. And we have that there for them, and we're going to support them through the process.
So give us an example of someone who comes to you. What are the first steps? I mean, do you have to do an intake with them or figure out what their education is? Okay.
You know, honestly, it's not even about the education because we do have entry-level programs as well as mid-level programs. But when moms are excited about the program, they find out information, they come to our website, which is momproject.org, and they apply. When they apply, they do have to give us a little bit of information about themselves and really kind of explain to us in 250 words why they want to change careers, why they want to be in tech, and really what they see for their future. So they really have to kind of dig within themselves to figure out why they want to do this, because it's not an easy process. It is fast-track, accelerated job placement, accelerated certification. So you really have to have like a growth mindset and really be ready to learn, move fast, iterate, and keep moving. So as soon as they apply, then I actually go through all of the applications, read them. A lot of them have brought tears to my eyes because people have really been affected by these times. And honestly, they've had to choose between either working to take care of their families or staying at home to take care of their families, because they are in roles in which they're not flexible. Like a lot of times they're in, you know, retail or, you know, they're in like roles where they can't just have a computer and work from home. So we're really trying to bridge that gap and really help moms, help other women, and help women of color really transition to a better life with more economic opportunities.
And so the industry that you're working in and trying to get women and trying to help women get transitioned into that opens up so many doors. Can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that moms and women of color especially face in having those opportunities, and what do they need to overcome to be able to open those doors? What have they been facing?
You know, sure. Honestly, for me, I had to move. Like, I'm from Louisiana, small town in between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. I actually had to make the move to the Bay Area to get economic opportunity and increase. So due to these economic times, it has actually, you know, it's been a blessing and a curse. It has actually opened up the doors for those opportunities to come to your home. So you don't have to, let's say, move away from your family. You don't have to, you know, have, you can get those obstacles out of the way. Another thing that RISE is doing is removing the cost barrier. A lot of times certification programs are expensive. You know, I've seen some up to $10,000 for a certification program where they have to go to school full time, quit their jobs, and it's just really not feasible for moms to do.
Because, that's
again,
right.
Moms are the backbone for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've
made this program so that it fits moms. You know, you have to dedicate at least 15 hours a week. You're able to do it part-time. The cost barrier is removed because the scholarship is free. So we're really bringing it to moms, but the moms have to be ready for it. So it's an amazing program. It is fast-tracked, but it is a lot of work as well.
You said that some of the stories have brought tears to your eyes. What kind of stories have you been hearing from women?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I can imagine. Like, you know, we've had moms who've lost their husbands due to pandemic,
mm-hmm.
the pandemic that's happening right now. They've lost their jobs. We have moms who've lost their husbands and their jobs due to everything that's going on right now. We also have moms who are just really, you know, working 9 to 5, standing up on their feet all day, having to go home and, you know, work with their kids, and they're just tired. Like, I mean, moms are tired right now.
Yeah, exhausted.
So, mm-hmm. Yes, and I mean, I can only imagine. I could say I would probably almost be in that same situation if I hadn't packed my bags and moved to the Bay Area 5 years ago.
But like you're saying, so now the RISE program is making it so that you don't have to pack your bags and move, right?
Exactly. It's an amazing program, and it's really there for moms. We just need the moms to really take the initiative, have that growth mindset, and be ready to come and conquer the world.
And then placing them into jobs that are not minimum wage, I'm assuming.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So, you know, what we've seen is that a lot of moms that have come through the RISE program are really mid-level. They have, you know, 5 to 10 years of experience, really good experience already. They just don't have a platform. They don't have that step up that they need to be able to reach other companies, to be able to reach and have, you know, opportunities for, you know, to transition into better jobs. They just haven't had that. So the Mom Project has really kind of brought that to them. You know, we have RISE candidates right now who are already interviewing for other roles, other higher paying roles that they wouldn't have had an opportunity for without the RISE program. So it's really beneficial in so many ways.
So this segment always goes so quickly. Will you tell us a little bit more about heelsandhustle.com?
Yes, of course. Heelsandhustle.com is something that I came up with probably 10 years ago. And, it's really just a blog because I've always been a hustler, I would say in a good way. I've always had something. Like when I was working in my 9-to-5 job in Louisiana, I actually had a kids boutique on the side. So I've always had something in order to help me to continue to build my skills, help me to continue to help people, and just help me just feel like my job is not everything that there is for me. So I started Heels and Hustle to really just bring women together to help them, motivate them, encourage them to really reach the next level in their life and fuel them with positive energy. So that's really what Heels and Hustle is about. It's really right now just a blog. I do live sessions every now and then. But it's just something, just a little project that I have on the side.
Just a little side hustle there.
Us
moms, we can't stop creating, can we? We just can't stop ourselves.
We can't. We really can't. But it makes life so much fun. And like I said, moms really need something that's just for us. We give so much of ourselves to everyone else and always kind of put ourselves behind everyone, making sure that everyone else is okay. And we kind of bury our dreams and our goals. And we don't have to do that. We
right.
can do it all. We can have it all. Why not?
I love it. I love it. And then also, will you be sure to stay in touch with us so that we can follow the Mom RISE Project also? And
of course.
The stories. And we'd love to hear
success stories.
The success stories that come from it and tell those stories here on Momstown 365. And then also
of
the
course.
Heels and Hustle as well.
Yes, so
thank you.
All right, thank you, Chandra, so much. Today's takeaway is get your side hustle. Go over to momstown.com. Sign up for our newsletter so we can feature you on our program.
Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365 is here for you every day.